you know, I think there's a lot more that the EU could do in terms of fighting corruption inside the EU, fighting the influx of dirty money from the former Soviet Union, particularly from Ukraine, which is coming to Cyprus, Austria, particularly to Latvia, and then eventually, obviously, to London. These are all issues that the European EU member states need to be much more proactive in getting involved with. There's essentially nothing being done. The Ukrainians could be better at publicising it. They're not really doing anything either. But this is a strategic issue. If the more that the kleptocrats who run these countries are able to keep their money, the more likely they're going to stay in power. I like Latvia very much. I think, you know, it's a gorgeous country. I've admittedly only been there once, but I liked it very much. Why is Latvia? I don't really know. I think it's probably something to do with the fact that it has a very large Russian population dispersed throughout the country and with very strong connections to Moscow. But I also think that's just the way the economy grew up. The economy was very open and very open to foreign money into its banks. And that then left it very vulnerable to that money being withdrawn. And so Latvian banks became almost held to ransom by former Soviet individuals who were able to say, no, you're not going to check where my money comes from because I'll just take it away and send it somewhere else. You know, Latvia has had significant reputational problems because of this. Latvian citizens have been very willing to act as nominee directors for Yanukovych. He had Latvian as a nominee director for his companies. They've been very willing to do that. I think that a network of institutions and individuals has grown up of people who have been willing to participate in money laundering. It wasn't just money coming out of Ukraine. If you look at the way the Sergei Magnitsky money, the theft he revealed, how that money was laundered, a lot of that also went through Latvia as well. So, you know, that is, Latvia has become on that network, and that network is for sale essentially to anyone who wants it. If you want to get money from the former Soviet Union into the West, one of the ways to do it is through Latvia. But Latvia is not the only problem. Austria is just as bad. Cyprus is just as bad. And of course, London is the sort of great hub of sort of wrongness in the whole country, in the whole place. So, you know, Latvia is just part of the problem, really.